How do you manage stress? Life throws a lot at us, and we could all use a little help responding. Rather than spinning out into worry and anxiety, or signing up for years of therapy or medication, what if we could learn techniques for dealing with negative experiences and emotions in the moment when they arise? Here to share some of those very techniques is Jennifer Tates, author of the new book, Stress Resets: How to Soothe Your Body and Mind in Minutes. Jennifer is a clinical psychologist and an assistant clinical professor in psychiatry at UCLA, and has written for publications like the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and Harvard Business Review. She joins us now with five of her big ideas.
This is Dr. Jenny Tates, and I'm excited to talk to you about my new book, Stress Resets: How to Soothe Your Body and Mind in Minutes. A big focus of my book is the stress cycle. If you understand the stress cycle, you can disrupt it and live bigger. When life feels overwhelming, human beings often instinctively do things that end up making us or the situation worse. Imagine you're in an Uber on your way to the airport facing more traffic than you anticipated. That's stressful enough. But to top it off, you're busy convincing yourself that you're missing your flight. And worse, you're the biggest idiot. Understandably, your body starts tensing up, which leads you to fear you're setting yourself up for heart disease. To make matters uglier, you're yelling at your driver, putting yourself in danger, since no one can drive safely while being tortured. Making someone clearly doing their very best feel terrible is such a lose-lose situation. Even if you do get to your gate safely, you've certainly stressed yourself and others out. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can watch your thoughts, allow your body to do what it does without micromanaging it, and change your behaviors to inch closer to the values you want to live by, all of which will allow stress to be something that passes rather than plagues you. The tricky thing is, when we're stressed, our limbic system or the emotional part of our brain is on fire, and our prefrontal cortex or our better judgment shuts down. But as I've seen time and time again with my clients and in my own life, with accessible and specific instructions, we can improve our thinking, our physiology, and our behaviors. We can quickly reset and change this moment, our relationships, and our lives. One of the reasons I'm excited about resets is that they help us break free of the terrible habit of overthinking. Overthinking is the cause of chronic stress, but you can free yourself if you know how to. Mindfulness teacher and best-selling author Sharon Salzberg shared a story with me, and it's one I often think of. A man was trekking with a guide in Nepal, and he complained of a blister. He anticipated the pain as he lifted his foot, fought the pain as he landed, and replayed it between steps. And so, too, you can experience pain or stress once or three times. While our days and lives can be full of very legitimate stressors, we can torture ourselves by worrying or anticipating struggles and ruminating, that awful habit of circular negative thinking. Not convinced? In a weird twist of fate, in 1989, shortly before the Loma Prieta earthquake, Dr. Susan Nolan Hoeksema, a Yale professor who pioneered research on ruminating, had given people measures on their tendency to overthink. After the sudden calamity, she followed the study participants, seeing how they managed. Rumination predicted struggling with post-traumatic stress. If you know rumination is taking your stress and torturing you with it, you can't seem to shake the habit. I don't want to oversimplify it. Overthinking is a sneaky tendency that isn't easy to quickly and permanently change. But there are proven tactics based on research that specifically target overthinking that will help you change this tendency. One of my favorite practices is replacing why sorts of thoughts with how thoughts. Here's what that looks like. Instead of pondering, why did this happen? Why me? You can shift into a more action-oriented and empowering, how can I move forward? Another practice I like is taking the time to process your feelings with research-backed journaling called expressive writing. In studies, people prone to overthinking who write in this specific way for 20 minutes over a few days reduce overthinking and symptoms of depression. There are powerful ways to create closure. But despite what your mind tries to trick you into believing, overthinking is not one of them. A lot of my clients who struggle with stress hate their physical sensations of stress. But as I tell them, with practice, panic won't make you panic. If physical sensations of stress stress you out, that makes a lot of sense. Physical sensations can feel terrifying, especially when we notice one pop up unexpectedly. Say your heart starts to race, and then your mind judges, oh no, it's getting worse, which of course leads to feeling worse. The thing most people don't know is panic is truly one of the easiest problems to treat. It's just a shame that the ways many try to fix panic don't actually work. Deep breathing and anti-anxiety medications like Klonopin or Xanax aren't generally your best options. When you're struggling to catch your breath, telling yourself to slow your breath seems like such a leap. And benzodiazepines are addictive and can lead to cognitive decline. What works best, and something I teach in the book, is learning to welcome and accept your physical sensations before they show up unexpectedly. This practice is called interoceptive exposure. And like facing other fears, it will expand your mind and life to see that almost like a Chinese finger trap, the more you lean in, the freer you will feel. In addition to teaching resets in my book, I also focus on buffers. Because for many of us, mental health is a series of habits, and you can create a life that feels more like a stress buffer. So rather than swinging from hard time to hard time, on a regular basis, you can have a life that boosts your resilience. Studies repeatedly show that practices like behavioral activation, where you plan activities that give you a sense of pleasure, and ones that allow you to feel accomplished, can prove as powerful as antidepressants in treating moderate depression, and even influence post-disaster coping. A few minutes of mindfulness a day can prevent your risk of slipping into a depressive episode. Throw in some exercise and enough sleep, and you're setting yourself up to live longer and manage your emotions. Just as we approach our physical health by focusing on preventative medicine, there are so many opportunities to create a life that feels more nourishing. And I can't wait to help you rally your motivation and troubleshoot obstacles that get in the way. A lot of us stress about our ability to create enduring change. But with chains, you can. As you're trying to tweak your habits and sidestep your urges to act on stress-fueled impulses, remember that change isn't linear. It's normal to slip, and setbacks aren't as stressful if you know how to use them to increase your chances of improving going forward. The first step is to notice if you're falling into the abstinence violation effect. Assuming that because you set a goal and screwed up, you just don't have what it takes to change. Instead, try a chain or behavior analysis. This is something I use with clients who have struggled with anything and everything from being late to overdoing drinking. To do it, rather than shaming yourself, compassionately rewind the tape of what happened from the beginning before your setback or problem started. What made you more vulnerable? Where did you go from possibly slipping to probably slipping? What thoughts and feelings did you notice? What were the consequences of your problem? In taking a closer look, play by play, you can generate solutions at each juncture, rather than either being too pessimistic, I just can't do better, or overly simplifying change. I'll be sure this never happens. Like beads on a necklace, attending to details allows you to create a magnificent sense of possibility. By approaching your life with your eyes up rather than scrolling, and an openness, and a sense of kind curiosity, so much from how we approach our thoughts, bodies, and behaviors can improve. Stress resets and buffers have changed my life, and I can't wait for you to try them. In this time where we can endlessly distract ourselves and outsource, it's easy to forget the incredible gift of self-efficacy, knowing you can count on yourself and your marvelous physiology. In doing so, you can create a positive ripple effect, easing your stress and improving the lives of others as well.
Thank you, Jennifer. That was Jennifer Tates with 5 big ideas from Stress Resets, How to Soothe Your Body and Mind in Minutes. Also, check out our book bite for Hardwired for Happiness, 9 Proven Practices to Overcome Stress and Live Your Best Life by Ashish Kothari. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.